Hey everybody, welcome to part two of The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com. Then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet, cooperate. You never know what you might come up with. I'm also published at byebyebluesky.com. www.health-access.com and have videos on the YouTube, www.youtube.com, and then type in Herbs Plus Beadworks or type in Tony P or Tony Pantelaresco, and you'll be surprised what you might learn from the tube. We also publish information on health, remedies, and personal... Publish general information going on worldwide right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy and to alleviate or remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is. In some cases, allowing you to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions to prevention or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods. And also now with pulses and pulse type ideas. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com. augmentinforce.com. I do personal consultations as well, whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. But on my webpage at augmentinforce.com, I have a link there, a catalog link. When you click on that link, you see a whole host of things that are there. You'll see t-shirts, you will see buckets, you will see triangles, you will see repulsors, you will see repulsors, you will see grounding straps, you will see remedies of all sorts, books on DVDs, a flash drive, a full-on library database on how to get through things. It has videos, radio shows, interviews, books, the three books I put out, and databases, huge databases on homesteading, foxfire survival stuff, and farming, all in one. So again, if you're interested, feel free to give me a shout at 519-977-5351 or contact me via email independs@yahoo.com. I also do consultations as well, whether over the phone or through the internet. So if you have any questions or comments you'd like to make on the show, feel free to do so in pertinence to the content of the show. Number is 208-935-0094. And we're back. And again, today's date for part two is September 30th, 2017. And despite the world going to hell in a handbasket, we are still here. We're still here. You know, seriously, when you sit there and think about it, you know, under God's grace, we're still here. Sometimes I think we'd be better off gone, but we're still here. And that's a testament to to those of us who are awake. That's a testament to those of us who are awake because we are working diligently in sustaining ourselves through these times of uncertainty. You know, the level of malevolence on this planet is just staggering. Just staggering. You know, when you look at all the things we got from corrupt politicians to pedophile activity and human sacrifice and human trafficking to, because I got friends of mine that make sure that I pay attention to this. I keep telling them I'm a herbalist. You know, and all the events of our food being contaminated and our bodies being, you know, rewritten, our genetic code being altered. It is a testament, you know, and hats off to everybody who's still functioning. I'm not saying you're 100%, some of you may be, but for the most part, those of us who are still here striving to become whole again or to renew ourselves or to rebuild and restore. This is a testament to those of you who are doing this. And those of you who have been afflicted, it's not too late to re-initiate, rethink your thinking, to start recovering from whatever has made you fall. Okay, start off. If you wanted to make a great 55-gallon bucket with a copper nano bucket, what would be the electrical current needed? Well, how are you going to get in the bucket without breaking your leg? We already thought about that. Not a good idea. That bucket tips, you could seriously hurt yourself. There is a better way. We showed you the triangle. The reason why we showed you the triangle is because you can put that in the tub with you and move it around. You can put two of them in the tub with you. That isn't, you're not going to break your neck. You're going to be completely submerged in the tub, and it's safe. 55-gallon bucket, you're going to have to use a stand to get inside of it and a stand to get out. Getting in may not be a problem. Getting out is going to be, because your feet are going to be wet and you could slip. So again, ladder is not a good idea. Trust me, scrap the idea. It ain't going to work. You will break your neck. Again, not a good idea. Pull ladder, as soon as you put your weight on it, you're going to tip it. Not a good idea. Already explored those horizons. Not going to work. If you wanted to buy a horse trough, a zinc metallic horse trough, that would be better. We're going to be doing a video soon. Dave contacted me, so we're going to be getting together pretty soon. I'm going to show you some updated ideas how to even improve the power of your bucket, how to create a nano chamber. A chamber where you can lay into it and just get all chambered up and pop out the nano, you know, and then show you how to make your own little EMP pulser where you can have it in your bedroom pulsing an EMF which can block the frequency. See, you need an EMF or you need a magnetic field to block a magnetic field. Or you need shielding. The problem with shielding is you have to measure the field that you're being exposed to in order to come up with an adequate shield to block the frequency. And the thing is, you were being hit with so many different frequencies that even if you shielded your room and created a Faraday cage, you would still have to run an EMF outside the cage in order to maximize the protection, minimize the exposure. You know, so this is something that you're going to have to consider. We're going to talk about that too. We're going to talk about shielding because 5G is act as if 5G is already either in your state, province, or territory or country. Act like it's already here, because when it gets here, the activation of those frequencies with people with nano poisoning and nanobiology is going to be rampant. And people are going to be running their backsides to a hospital to get a vaccination in order to treat the nano. And it's just going to exasperate it even more. Would the EMF paint be strong enough? Not necessarily. Maybe. Depending where you live. Depending how many frequencies are going through. Depending, again, if you've read the frequency to see if that paint will match it. I'm going to talk about that and right now. I guess I'm going to get into it because we're going to need to know how to defend. Now, your assignments, your homework assignments for the week is going to be go find patents. P-A-T-E-N-T-S, patents on how to shield against EMFs, how to shield against RFs, how to shield against ELFs, how to shield against any frequencies, how to stop an EMP. These are things you're going to need to have in order to build the ark you need to save yourself. God told Noah, build an ark. No, wipe out the planet. I don't know if he's going to wipe out the planet, but it's already crippled. And in order to save yourself against the onslaught of the flood coming in with frequencies, you're going to have to understand what they are, what they can do, and what you can do to protect yourself. If you are still thinking in the days of 1970, when I come through it, I'll remember you and I'll bring flowers to your grave, because you won't be around. You need to start thinking here and now how to protect yourself from frequencies, how to protect yourself from magnetic fields, radio frequencies, AM and FM modulation frequencies, frequencies in general. All right, I'm going to read something from the Magnetic Shield Corporation documentation. I'm going to probably go through a good part of this today because I want you guys to start looking into this. You need to do it now. Actually, you need to do it 2 years ago. But now is just as good a time as any to get you started. And please don't write me and tell me that you can't do this because you're a woman, or you can't do this because you're not trained in this, or you can't do this because whatever. If you can read, if you can write, and if you can deduce 1 + 1 = 2, then you can do this. Now, some of this is going to sound technical. Start looking up the words, either online or in a dictionary. Okay? You can do this. I will try to get caught up this week with putting the shows up on my site so that you can access some of this information and start. Because usually I put comments and things, you know, so that you can understand. Keep in mind, as I stated, we need to get on this yesterday. All right, what is a magnetic field? Typically, most people have been exposed to the phenomenon created when you lay a bar magnet on a table, place a piece of glass over it, and sprinkle iron filings on the glass. What turns up is a pattern of lines formed by the iron filings going from one end of the magnet to the other. Although a magnetic field isn't truly comprised of lines, the iron filings have a good visual representation of the bar's magnetic field. Okay. This is a good demonstration of one of the best magnetic shielding methods available. Okay. You may have also noticed that the further away from your magnet, there weren't as many lines, and close to the magnet, they were more concentrated. This is as good a demonstration of one of the best magnetic shielding methods available. That is becoming more and more arduous today, more and more difficult, because they're building towers everywhere. Now, if you're in the United States, you can go in to the internet, antennasearch.com, type in your address, and that'll give you a good indication of how many antenna are in your neighborhood or around you within a 4 to 10 mile radius. So I've had people tell me they have as many as 200 in a 4 mile radius. Talk about saturation. So this is why it's important that you understand the value of protecting yourself and shielding yourself from this type of genetic damaging frequencies, DNA damaging frequencies, DNA disrupting frequencies. Frequencies that can alter your genetic code. Frequencies that can trigger cancer. Frequencies that can shorten your lifespan. Accelerate your aging. And then they want you to take up components that have nanoparticulates in it, so that the frequencies now can better activate your genetic code or your biology. Because you have a synthetic biology interfacing with your biology. Okay. Move the source of the magnetic field away from the item to be shielded, or move the item away from the field. Even if it's not practical to remove the item from the field, Any increased separation will lower the strength of the field to be added. You're looking again at the bar magnet. Imagine placing an item, something you wish to shield, into the magnetic field. Lines of iron filings. There will be a certain number of lines penetrating the item depending on where you place it. Now, if you were to leave the item at the same location but increased its size, the number of lines penetrating the object also increases. If you diminish the size, the field also diminishes. So what this means that is even the strength of the magnetic field stays constant, the amount, because shields works by pulling the magnetic field towards them and away from what needs to be shielded. The magnetic field will actually become concentrated within the shield itself, but the field will still exist. So in other words, if we're going to get beamed with some kind of pulse, or, you know, an electromagnetic field or any kind of low frequency, or even radio frequencies, which I'll get into in this article in a bit. If we have an object where the frequencies can concentrate instead of hitting you, it's going to direct it toward that component. At the same time, the field will still have a magnetic field to it, but it will be drawn to it rather than to you. Okay, because shields work by pulling the magnetic field towards them and away from what needs to be shielded. The magnetic field will actually become concentrated within the shield itself, but the field will still exist. If two magnets are close enough together to attract each other, and a ferromagnetic material is placed between them both, both magnets are now attracted to the shield. The net effect is that both magnets are still being attracted in the same direction prior to the shield being put in place. But instead of going to each other, it's going to that particular material. Now turn one of the magnets around so they are repelling each other, and then place the ferromagnetic material between them. Again, the magnets are attracted to the shield and will stick to it. So in other words, it doesn't matter if they're repelling or attracting. If you put something between them or in their path, it's going to attract to that material. With a thick enough piece of material, the poles may actually be directed facing each other. With a thinner piece, the magnets will be offset from each other, but will still stick to the shield. What is the difference between RF and radio frequencies and magnetic shielding? Radio frequencies shielding is required when it's necessary to block high frequency, 100 kHz and above interference fields. These shields are typically used as copper, number one, aluminum, galvanized steel, or conductive rubber, plastic, or paints. These materials work at a high frequency by means of their conductivity and little or no magnetic permeability. Basically, they're rerouting the field or the frequency through the conductor. So when the frequency is coming at you, if you reroute it or it has something in its path, it's going to redirect it somewhere else. This is why I tell people all the time, if you go to bed and you got your room shielded, wear grounding straps, because the grounding straps will redirect any field that you're getting hit with. It will hit you, but take it away from you. So your body doesn't store it like a capacitor, causing more damage to your genetic code and your DNA. Okay, these materials work at high frequencies by means of their high conductivity, little no magnetic permeability. Magnetic shields use their high permeability to attract magnetic fields and divert the magnetic energy through themselves. With proper construction, magnetic shielding alloys have the ability to function as broadband shields, shielding both RF and magnetic interference fields. So you can combine these materials like copper and iron, for instance, okay, or copper and galvanized steel. Because if you put the two together, they'll block both the RF frequencies and redirect the magnetic frequency to the iron. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So again, my point here is that we need to know, we need to understand what we're going to be hit with. And with the 5G, you may have to even use grounds inside the home. House gets hit, you have a ground, It'll redirect it into the ground and again minimize any damage being done to you. It might not be a bad idea to go back to a cable network system, because with a cable network system, the field is contained within the cable itself. You know, so you might want to consider that. When I wear a breastplate or a chest plate on my chest, and what I normally do with that is I've got a copper and aluminum mixture. So what I've done is I've taken a plate of copper and I've wrapped it with aluminum. And I leave a little copper exposed, and the rest is wrapped with aluminum. And I attach that to my shirt with a magnet. Now, what happens is when I'm in front of my computer and I'm getting hit with the radio frequencies from my computer or whatever, because I don't have Wi-Fi, but the computer itself can transmit a frequency. That was also found in the patent. Look for that in the patent. Computers transmitting frequencies. Look for that in your patents. Okay? You need to protect yourself from your technology. When you recognize what's going on, you may not be so crazy about Wi-Fi. You may want to go back to a landline system with your telephones instead of one of these, you know, tower phones. Can grounding barefoot help? I guess it all depends where you are. If you're far enough north or far enough down south to the equator where you're... You have minimal exposure to chemtrails and chemtrailing and towers and frequencies, maybe. But if you have a grounding strap, and you strap it to your legs and strap it to a direct ground in your home, it'll be the same as grounding barefoot on the earth, because you are sending whatever energy or any buildup in your system back into the ground. It does work. I sleep with two of them, one on each foot. And I got shielding, and I run an EMF in my room to block any frequency that might come through, that may still come through. It's not 100%, but it does make a minimal, it does minimize it dramatically. So again, keep that in mind. Start thinking 5G today. Some of you are already getting on your cell phone messages saying that 5G is available. That means you're getting hit with frequencies at a magnitude that's beyond thinking. I had one person that went to Europe from the U.S. and she got over there and she said when she got there, the 5G activated the nano in her. Where do we look for these patents? Go to Free Patents Online, www.freepatentsonline, or go to Google Patents, or just type in a search on the URL, patent search for whatever you're looking for. But those two links will get you a lot of information. Start paying attention. So again, start paying attention. You know, you need to start studying. Okay, there's going to be a lot of gurus out there in regard to this topic, and a lot of them are going to again sell you. Okay, and they're going to sell you a lot of garbage. This is why I'm giving you the heads up to go and look for patents. Okay? And even when you read the patent, don't go crazy in building something large scale. Build a small scale model and see if it works. See if it works. Because some patents were just like anything else. Just like if you go to PubMed, there's a lot of studies on health in PubMed, but some of them are bogus. They were bought and paid for to be put into PubMed. They didn't have any value or reality to them. I always point out to the soy studies and the canola studies. Go look at them. They're all bogus, all of them. So again, you're either on the URL, and the URL is your universal locator, where you type in www. So in there you can type in free patents online, one word. Okay, free patents online, one word, .com. Do a Google patent. So far, so good with that. That's one of the few things that Google does have that's amazing. It actually works. Someone point on here, patents.gov. Try to take a look, see if you what you find there. I've never looked at that site, but that's someone just posted that in the chat room. And start paying attention. Okay, when they tell you they got some new and improved innovation coming on, you better start looking for an antidote right away. You know, you better start thinking in terms of protection, protecting your body right away, or protecting your system. You can't do anything outside other than wearing some kind of garments or materials that can deflect or redirect frequencies from directly hitting you. Not much else you can really do. But when you're in your own domain, whether it's an apartment, whether it's a house, trailer home, whatever, you can take steps to protect yourself while you're within your domain. Give an example of some of the things you can do. For instance, okay, let's say you don't want to nail anything to the wall. Or you don't want to put something on the wall because you'll have to take it down and replace it. Okay, so get a tarp. Get a couple of tarps. We'll come on back and we'll talk more about some solutions we can do after you station identification breaks. All right, see you in a bit. Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pentelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Okay, someone gave me the .gov, so what I did is I went and typed in arginine patent.gov, and when it opened up, it gave me a whole list of places where I can look for arginine and the patents on arginine. Now, you can do the same thing. Type in, you know, free patents online, and free patents online, and anyway, free patents online, and when you look at it, you can type in same thing, arginine, your patents on arginine, or do again, you can go to Google Patents, and again type in whatever in regard to Google Patents. And again, it'll give you a whole list of things. Whatever I put, like I said, I typed in arginepatent.gov, and it gave me patent number US7777074, amino acid compounds, Google Patents. And again, it'll give you a whole list of things. So these are things that you can start looking at. Start and open and expand yourself. And then from there, you'll be surprised where one bit of research will, again, lead you to another and another. You know, so again, when we're talking in regard to what we have to do, the technology coming out, okay, I don't get into philosophical, ideological ideals. We are not in charge or in control of coming up with clean and free technology that's going to be harmless to human beings. That is not within our realm of control. If we can come up with a better technology that can neutralize their technology, which is good, what would be better if we come up with a technology that we can utilize that's effective and efficient without causing genetic damage? That would be the superior thing to do. Right now, we have to look at how we're going to protect ourselves from the oncoming frequency attack that's going to, again, super accelerate the aging process and the damage being done to your DNA programming. You got a lot going on right now. You got genetics, you got transgenics, you got epigenetics, you've got nanobiology, synthetic biology, artificial intelligence, you know, and when you're looking at the development of all these things and how they are all interrelated, you know, how they are all interrelated. Okay, you are going to have to pay attention. Everything that you hear from the mainstream in regard to this science, see, in regard to almost any science, to be quite honest with you, is all going to be about how it's going to benefit humanity. I've been alive on this planet over 6 decades. I can tell you, for the most part, everything that they've invented has had a backwash toward humanity, and it caused health issues. Expediency and leisure has had a price on our personal development, on our genetic code, on our DNA, on our mitochondria, all these diseases or these afflictions that we're feeling today has to do with an inundation or an overexposure of some component that is extremely toxic to us. The myth that they told us in the past was, there's, you know, it's relatively safe. You'd have to take X amount of whatever component before it became poisonous. They never told us that it can be accumulative. Today you have a little damage, tomorrow you have a little damage. If the body doesn't repair that damage and it keeps on getting damaged repeatedly in the same manner, eventually your immune system does wear down. Eventually your immune system becomes compromised. Eventually, your immune system starts to go in a downward spiral. Now, in the last 5 decades, We have been constantly exposed to nano poisoning. The organic was a big myth, huge myth. The nanoparticulates that were being exposed to just in the food supply alone is again astounding, to say the least. Now we have cancers that have exploded, autoimmune disorders that have exploded. Now we're having genetic damage that has already started back in the 70s. We talk about human sexuality, and we talk about how perverse sexuality has become because of the programming that has been put out there and propagated by the mainstream. When 1% of a population is getting 99% of the attention, the misleading thinking is that this is a very common thing. And it's not common. It's that it's just getting the higher level of exposure, giving you the assumption that this is common. The TV is the worst thing anybody could watch. This is one of those other innovations that was brought into our lives to ease our stresses and to, again, allow us to relax and unwind from our daily grind. But in reality, the television has become a means of propagating propaganda, means of distorting reality, means of creating an imaginary, fictitious concept in your mind that you think is real. How many people have listened to politicians or are listening to the politicians today? They are speaking from both sides of their arse. They say a lot and do so little. But you get the impression that they are doing something because they're out there every day telling you about what, you know, the problems are and that the government's agencies are looking into it. But is anything really getting done? No. It's the same thing with the medical, same thing with the health. How many times you see something on TV, a guy dressed up in a white coat and a stethoscope, and he's out there with this serious, staunch look, and serious about, do you need to take this drug and how this drug can help you and blah, 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 blah. And then when you go online and read some of the nightmares people are having as a result of vaccinations, provided you can find the information. See, this is the other thing that happens. 99% of the information that you should be seeing is hidden. It's buried. You know, the old biblical adage, seek and you shall find. You're going to be looking a long time because you got to go through about 100 layers of yuck and muck before you get to the truth. And you've got to be persistent. I don't know how many times I've told people to go watch the video, Vaccinations, the Hidden Truth, done in Australia, using the American studies, and showed unequivocally how damaging and dangerous vaccines really are. And we're talking 1980. Today, we're using a nanobacterium to infect people. And you got a lot of the scientists, when you read the research, saying the scientists are dissuading that whole topic because they said there's not enough evidence. I mean, this is incredible. Science today is such a bogus ideal. Because real scientists has to examine everything. And to make an opinion based on what you don't have is no opinion at all. Pure speculation. And they're basing a lot of scientific facts today on pure speculation. Nobody's testing anything because if they test those relevant facts, they lose their funding. Their hierarchies and their supervisory panels tell them, you're not here to solve the issue. You are here to make money. And you are here to help us make more money so that you can keep your job. That's the reality, and you can look that up. There was actually a guy, a scientist, that came on the air or online years ago, and he worked for a place, and he actually discovered how to fix something that was supposedly, unfixable. they told him, they pulled him over to the side, said, you want a job here? And he said, well, of course. He said, well, you're not here to fix. You're here to help us gain funding. You know, how much money has the United States thrown at projects? I mean, the money that they have thrown at projects is astounding. Because the government feels they have an infinite amount of money that they can have at their disposal. You're paying for it. You know, same in Canada. Our government gives money away to countries that have been supposedly anti-freedom, anti-democracy, anti-Canadian, and our government just throws money at them, tens of millions of dollars. Canada does not have that kind of money to throw away at anybody. They don't spend it on Canadians. In fact, the Canadian who's of European descent is on the verge of extinction in this country because they're not allowing Europeans to immigrate here, but they are allowing everything else under the sun to come here. But the idea of giving everybody an opportunity in these poor countries. In the future, in Canada, your children may not have another European to choose from. I mean, if they choose to choose anybody they want, that's fine. But the discrepancy that's going on in this country alone is an extinction of the European as we know it today. And this is all being done and propagated by them giving money to places that they shouldn't be giving money to. And again, spending gobs of money that, quite frankly, Canada does not have. So again, and then it's reflective in our goods and products that we buy here, because now we're taxed to the hilt to pay for these donations to countries that are not so friendly. So the same thing goes on in the United States as well. And the money that's being spent on these projects. I mean, you think about it, just one thing alone. Muscular dystrophy. How long has that been going on? How many millions have they made on that? That should have been cured by now. Not happening. Cancer. Cancer was being cured back in 1904, 1910. They were curing cancer. C-U-R-E. Cure. Today we have no cure. What happened? They could cure it back in 1902 and we can't cure it today? What happened? Did we become dumber over a century? You know, did we somehow lose what science was really all about? So even when you look at these patents, and I'm encouraging you to look at these patents, not so that you believe these patents. Some of them are credible. You'll have to determine this. But I want you to look at these patents so you start getting ideas, so you start thinking again. Okay, so you're not relying on one person to do all your thinking for you. I always, you know, there's no saying over here, God gave you two hands, 2 feet, and a heartbeat. Get off your arse and do something. You know, that's the way it works. You know, to much, what is it? To what he has is more given, provided he uses what he has. The more you develop, the more things will come to you. That's what I found anyway. So again, when we're looking at what we're doing today, what we need to do today is first, we need to be informed. Secondly, we need to get active. Even biblically it says he who just reads the word and doesn't do anything is useless. You got to be a reader and a doer of the word. So you got to do both. You got to read it and then you got to apply it. If you don't read it and you don't apply it, where are you going? Nowhere. Any jackass can read a book. Look at all the certified PhDs we've got. They've read lots of books. What does it amount to? Nothing. So don't get caught up on the fact that our scientists are this or our scientists are that. Okay. A lot of times the science today is at best a fairy tale. When we start looking back in time even on remedies, things that were working like copper, iodine, turpentine, kerosene. Back in the past they used these things. They were curing, C-U-R-I-N-G, curing, fixing, F-I-X-I-N-G, you know, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G. All these things that were going on. Today, we are dealing with a whole different paradigm. Those things may not be as effective as they once were because of the nature of the de-evolution or the mutation that has been implemented in a lab and then released into the atmosphere or released into the water table. So we have to be smart about what's going on. And when we're talking frequencies that can attenuate or line up with your genetic code, line up with your DNA and activate a condition in your DNA, activate a cellular mutation in your body, activate a construct because of what's already inside of you, that's already integrated in you, then you have to start thinking in a whole different paradigm. Yeah, some of the things of yesteryear may still work, but they're going to work better if you add some other components or you use some block shielding methods or you come up with an antidote to counter what's going on. Some of you are saying, well, I'm not that smart. Nobody is. But once you start and once you apply, you'll see how smart you will become. You'll see how you will evolve and develop. Like I said, you got two hands, 2 feet, and a heartbeat. Get off your arse. Turn the knob on the television to the off position or hit your remote and shut it off. Matter of fact, unplug the bloody thing. When you listen to the radio, turn it off. It's sending frequencies inside of your head programming you. When you initiate these things, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You are going to have this quiet moment in your head. Quiet will actually be in your head. And you may not get used to it. Okay? You may not get used to it initially because you're used to noise. You're used to distractions. And then after a while, you'll see things come into your head. Start playing all by themselves. Different things. Violent things. Sexual things. Anxious things. Fearful things. All these crazy things will come into your head. That's the program running inside of you. Okay. You need to learn to tame those thoughts. You need to recognize that those thoughts are coming from a program. You know, you need to understand that you have been all your life in front of an idiot box turning you into a moron. I always say God don't make junk. You know, you're made after his image after all. So he doesn't make junk. So start applying what you have. Be the person with the talents that made more. I'm throwing all these things out at you so that you can see it can be done. Okay. Start off a little at a time. Rome wasn't built in a day. Okay. Rome wasn't built in a day. So, you know, and so you're not going to build it all in a day either. When we're looking at what we have to do today, start getting prepared. Look for the information. See what's being done. See how you can do it. So when we're looking at, you know, when we're looking at what we are, where we're at today and what we're doing, again, start studying. Start applying. Look up, like I said, frequencies, EMFs, ELFs, RFs. Check out what to do and how to shield. Look even biologically or physically. What do you need to take to strengthen your DNA, strengthen your RNA, strengthen your mitochondria? How do I protect my biology? Okay, these are things that you need to understand. Okay, you need to know, okay, I shouldn't be eating grains because the grains have been genetically or transgenically damaged. They've added nanoparticles in all the grains. So I need to stop eating the grains. I need to stop eating the breads. I need to stop eating the cereals. I need to stop eating the rice, the corn, the pastas. I need to stop eating things that are made from these products. So you have to recognize that we are exposed. So if you know these things have those components in them, and you know they're going to damage your genetic code, then you need to know how to stop these things. You know, you need to know how to stop. You need to know how to quit, and what you can do to again restore and rebuild. Things you should be eating that's going to be genetically supporting your system. This is key to your healing. This is so key to everything. You got so many things trying to damage your genetic code and your DNA. There is an affront on humanity like never before. What do you want to call it? A demonic influence, a satanic one, a Luciferian one, an alien one, an interdimensional one, whatever you want to call it. We are being affronted. Pay attention. Pay attention. Okay, before I go on, I'm going to get a little early on this so I can continue. We got the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Give them your support. Help them in their endeavor to propagate and promote the truth. Show them what you got. Give them what you can. Call them up and say, hi, how can I help you? You know, I always state before, don't ask what your activists can do for you. Ask what you can do for your activists. How's that sound? Borrowing that from John F. Kennedy. Just modified a little bit. Okay, you got two other activists here in Canada. GAG Canada, Bernadette Green, and Bye Bye Blue Sky with Susan Maher. Check them out. Check out their sites. Get some information. Look at what they've done. We did an interview with Bye Bye Blue Sky, so you can go on her site, look at the link. It's also on the YouTube, Two Guys Who Know Some Stuff by Susan Maher. Check it out. And again, give them your support any way you can. Call them up, say, hi, how can I help? You know, how can we promote the message? How can we come up with solutions? Now, that's a really good thing to say. How can we promote? How can we come up with solutions? Good idea. Then you got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. We have a website. I have a website, augmentinforce.com. In there, there's a catalog link. In that catalog link, you will find t-shirts, buckets, triangles, repulsors, grounding straps, books on DVD, all singular or all together. You will find a flash drive, a 32 gig flash drive. It's a full complimentary database library. It's got four humongous databases. It's got videos. It's got radio shows. It's got interviews all wrapped up in one. I also do consultations as well, so feel free to give me a shout at, again, 519-977-5351 or contact me by email at independs@yahoo.com. When you get a chance, go to the site augmentinforce.com. Look, read, study, understand all those links on Nano. A lot of reading there, a lot of information. You don't have to take it up all at once, but it will do you good to know your enemy and how to deal. Eventually, I'll start putting up their things on frequencies because you're going to need to know how to defend. Build your ark. You know, and God will send them to you 2x2. You never know. You never know. But anyway, you know, get involved. When we're looking at things that are in our capacity, you can expand your capacity by making yourself more aware. Don't run from the truth, run to it. Because when you run from the truth, you become more compromised. The moment you embrace the truth, embrace some realities, that's when you start to really wake up, and that's when you start to develop, grow, and evolve. We are meant to be more than what we are, but we have become far less because of what we have become dependent on. We have become dependent on lies and deception, and as a result of that, we have become more corrupt, or we've become more compromised. So it's time to drop that fiction that we're calling the truth today and embrace the truth. And then again, work with each other. You know, not in a means of domination, but means of cooperation. You'll go a lot further in the cooperative than you will in the you know, trying to be kingpin. You know, that's the best information I can give you right there. And again, Associate with people who are like-minded, who are awake, who are looking at trying to do something, or looking to get with people who can do something, looking with people who can be networked. You might be surprised at the friends you'll make and the connections you will make and the bonds you will form. You have no idea how that's going to be so important near the end. Alrighty, I guess that's it. So listen, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for letting me rant and rave a bit. And so again, we'll see you next week. But till then, your homework assignment is go look at the patents on how to protect yourself against frequencies. All right. Take care. Come up with some good ideas. We'll see you next week.